All right, so good afternoon. I got this story here. Pepe Montilla's hanging out. First of all, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Brian, we can share this now. There was a conversation briefly, the concept that you might get married on the show.
Yeah, briefly.
Briefly. Yeah. It didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, we couldn't get it past the suits.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything. But right. But it's nice to know that you and Allison came close.
Yeah, we entertained.
You are going to do it, right?
Yeah,
you're
engaged. Yes, we are going to get married.
But on the radio was not for you.
Yeah, probably not.
Do you blame them?
No, I don't blame them at all. That's why I said no. You know, no. If you want to do it,
we could have found somebody if we would have.
But the rules were so complicated, there was no way.
Just you were talking about it earlier, John.
Oh,
yes.
Rules.
Contest rules are very strict.
Contest rules are ridiculous. All right, so McAfee Research has revealed
Pat McAfee.
It's not Pat.
Okay. It's his dad.
That's what I thought.
45% of men will turn to AI to write love messages for Valentine's Day this year. So now you're not on ChatGPT, right?
No, but it's easy to get on, right?
It's easy to get on. So I actually did one for Juan, and here's what I put in. Write a short Valentine's Day message for Juan.
Okay.
This is what it spit out. On Valentine's Day, my heart overflows with love for you. You are my rock, my joy, and my everything. Every moment spent with you feels like a blessing, and I'm grateful for your presence in my life. I cherish the way you make me laugh, the way you hold me close, and the way you understand me like no one else. You are my soulmate, my partner, and my best friend. I love you more than words can express. Forever yours, Mace.
Now, did you send it to him?
No, not yet.
No, you should give it to him tomorrow.
Okay.
And let us know what he says.
Because it's a little more...
It's pretty mushy.
It's very mushy.
Yeah, I would love to hear his response.
Yeah, it's corny.
Make it less...
Corny.
Corny. Let's see what ChatGPT does.
What web address are you going to?
OpenAI.com? OpenAI.com, yeah.
Okay. Okay, can we do this? Like, do that... John, you do one. We got to get Brian and Pepe.
All right.
You all do one.
Right. And
report
we see...
back tomorrow what your significant others say
okay.
to you.
Okay. I'm going to
I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
We'll do it. I'll crank them out for you guys because I'm in ChatGPT.
You have to give them to
them
as part of their
money?
Valentine's Day.
No. It's totally free. Totally free.
To tell you the truth, I don't need that to
oh, you don't?
Express
it's
myself.
No. It's a bit.
It's a bit, though,
no,
Pepe.
But what we want to learn, Pepe, is how quickly
no,
will
I know, I know,
Liz
I know,
sniff it out that it's
right.
not you.
I know.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
No,
I'll
no,
do
I'll
it.
Do it.
You
I'll
do it.
I'll do it.
For sure.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Brian, yeah. We'll test it out.
And the rule has to be you send it, you send it to Juan, and I'll send it to Lisa with no other forewarning or after warning.
Yes.
You just send it to him.
Yes.
And then we'll read the responses on the air.
Okay.
Yes. And Brian, to Allison as well.
Like as a text message?
No, or email, either one.
Yeah, okay. I will
you email Allison
do
often?
One on AI no. for all you guys.
Yeah.
So you can take them home and share your computer-generated love.
So you're going to teach us how to do it.
I am going to teach you. Yeah, I'm going to teach a class right after the show today. Are you in for the class?
Yes,
yeah,
the class
sure.
will be very fascinating.
It's like a master class.
Okay. Meet in the conference room.
Meet in the conference room.
ChatGPT
lessons. Yeah.
We have to take notes.
So Mace mentioned this Jim Nantz story, which I think is really cool. So I want you to think back on the moments that changed your life the most or the people that you met that when you met them after that, your life is never going to be the same.
Yes.
I always love watching the Kobe documentary, the one he did.
Sure.
Because just by happenstance, the exact moment he met Vanessa is on tape.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
He was doing a music video
and
she
was, like
was
a dancer
and he walks over, he says, "Hi, I'm Kobe." And there were like three girls there and he walks over to her and she goes, "Hi, I'm Vanessa."
Yeah.
So you see the moment that they meet.
Yeah, that's cool.
So Sam Farmer, who is an excellent NFL reporter for the LA Times, he's been saying, I think Sam might even be in the Hall of Fame. He's been writing, covering the NFL for the Times forever. Did a story on Jim Nantz, and he went up to his house and went up to his office. And in his office, he has what looks like one of those emergency phones that you see on, like, at a train station.
Sort of like a call box, emergency call box
kind of thing. Like on the side of the road, like a call box thing. And Sam says to Nantz, what's with the phone, the silver box. It's a phone. And you have this, right?
Yes.
All right. Nance.
You have it. Brian has got it. All right. Yeah.
So then Nance explained why he has what looks like a call box in his office at his house. Here's Nance.
It's the 29th, 1985. I'm down on the field before the game. I'm a broadcaster back to Utah. I get a message that I need to call Ted Shaker of CBS. So I'm looking for a phone, and there's no cell phone. So there was this, when you went up the ramp, there was this phone box on the left side of the wall. And I asked if I could punch in a credit card number. And the guy said, sure, you can use it. So it was on this phone where I punched in my credit card number. And Jim, where are you? Sounds like there's a band playing. I said, down on the field at Giant Stadium. He says, well, I hope you can hear me. He says, welcome to CBS on this phone.
So the moment he got hired by CBS was on that phone. And when the stadium, when Giant Stadium got remodeled, somebody knew that story. And they said, you know, Jim Nance would love to have that phone.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And the person got Nance the phone. So I started thinking about, like, my whole life and, like, what I would love to still have. And I remembered one thing that I actually do have. I have the business card when Lisa gave me her phone number.
Oh, really?
For the day I met her.
Wow.
I said, here, write your number down. And she wrote her number down and handed it to me, and I kept it. But, Pepe, if you could have one thing from your life, you may even have it, but even if you don't have it, if you could go back in a time machine like Nance did, and is there something that pops into your head that you would like to have?
Something that I have. In 1968, the Olympics were in Mexico City. And
those were the Bob Beamon Olympics, right? Where he broke the long jump record?
So I used to go to the games and everything. I was younger. And my mother didn't know anything about sports, so I got tickets for the closing ceremonies. So I convinced my mother to go with me. Mm-hmm. So she went with me just to please me. And the tickets were inexpensive. So I have the program that they gave that day, which is really very simple. I can bring it to you.
Yeah.
You just open it, and it's it was a copy, obviously, of Picasso's Dove in the back of the program.
Wow. That's what they handed everybody who attended the ceremony.
And to me, that means that I was there with my mother.
Yeah, so it reminds you of your mom.
Very cool, of course.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, Mace, what's yours?
I do have one. So I started life wanting to be an actor.
Okay.
And I wanted to go to New York, go to Broadway, all that kind of stuff. And so I did a lot of plays and shows and musicals and stuff. And I wish I had a video of me and my high school production of My Fair Lady, where I played Henry Higgins. Because, first of all, as I remember it, I was one of the best Henry Higgins ever.
Really?
Yes. Of course.
Oh, one of the wow. best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, seriously.
Rex Harris, wherever you
the
are.
The rain Rex Harris, in
there you
Spain.
Go. Yes. You hear.
Damn. I've grown accustomed to her face. She nearly makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs.
And what is that, Mr. Higgins? Oh, Mr. Higgins.
Yes, Mr. Higgins, exactly. Yeah. So I'd love to have a video of exactly what I did. And, you know, the other thing, I would love to have audio tapes of, and I've been trying to get them to Legacy Box, of me and you early on.
Yeah, probably have some laying around somewhere.
Me all the way back to Toledo radio days, and then me in New York radio days, because I think I was kind of a different... there's been like an evolution over the years.
All right, Bergman, if I could magically produce a piece of memorabilia from your life, what would you want it to be?
So I was thinking about it. So I think that I wish that I could go back and get an audio recording of Riley the first time that she said dada.
Yo, sure. Aww. That's a great one.
I would love to have that and just have it just stored in my phone or something where I can just listen to it whenever. Because her voice was just so little and cute.
Right. Brian, how about you?
Thinking about it, probably like a 14-year-old winning like a district tournament champion for baseball. We got like a bunch of flags and everything like that. I don't know what happened to it. But that would be cool to have just to reminisce with all my buddies that I'm still friends with.
By the way, Nance lives now at Pebble Beach. He lives above the seventh hole.
Wow.
And has, that's his home office.
That's
right,
impressive.
There. He has a golf hole in his backyard. He has one hole.
Yeah.
But it's in his backyard, and then it overlooks the whole golf course.
That's cool. So I was, sort of in a related story. It's the 2-year anniversary today of the Rams winning the Super Bowl.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, 2 years ago today. And I just went through a bunch of pictures. Honestly, it was one of the happiest days of
sure.
my whole life. It was just amazing that day. I would love to live that day again. I even did pregame on Channel 11 with Danny Trejo on that day, which was super cool because he's a huge Rams fan and an LA icon.
So I'll tell you a quick story. When my mom, she's going to kill me for giving her age, but when my mom turned 80,
okay,
which was a few years ago, I said, "What do you want to do?" And she said, "I don't want to do anything." I go, "That's not good enough."
Yeah, right.
And I said, "What have you never done that you really want to do?" She goes, "I really want to go play Pebble Beach." She'd never played the golf course at Pebble Beach. I said, "Okay, I'm going to set that up." We flew up there on a Monday, and I took her to dinner on Monday night, and then the next day, Tuesday, went and played. And the most famous hole at Pebble Beach is the 17th hole. It's a par 3. Tom Watson chipped in for there to win the Open in 82. Gary, every famous thing that's happened at Pebble Beach happened on the 17th hole. She just happened to play that hole perfectly and got a 3. So this picture is up on the wall in my house. Mace, look at this. That's the day my mom got a 3 on the 17th hole at Pebble
that's
Beach.
That's fantastic.
The caddy goes, you got to go stand over there in front of the green and take that picture. And so
that's very cool.
Right.
That's a great picture.
You've got it. I know it's up. It's up in her. If you walk into her house, it's up in, and you walk into the entryway. I think that Nance story serves to remind you, if you have a moment that you know is going to be a seminal moment in your life, think about it. Because whoever got him that phone did a really cool
thing. Oh, that's amazing.
Thing.
Yeah, that they did it.
Yeah,
that
good for him.
Now I remember something very, very, I mean, it's very close to my heart.
Okay.
We used to do a Fiesta Lakers.
Sure, it's a huge turnout every year, I remember that.
And Kobe came to the first Fiesta Lakers. My wife was still alive. She went with me, and we were right there. My wife was very shy.
Right.
And Robert Lara was there. And
this is your wife who's no longer with us, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So we're there, and then Robert turns around. Kobe's here.
Robert's head of security for the Lakers.
And says, does your wife want to take a picture with Kobe?
Oh, good.
So my wife, what is she going to say? She's shy, but Kobe's there and all that. And this is the beginning of Kobe, okay?
Yeah.
But he was already Kobe. So they took the picture. And then when my wife passed, I asked Robert. My wife was no longer alive. I asked Robert, I said, can you have Kobe sign this for me, please, because of this and that. And then Kobe signed it. And I remember because when you come into the house, the photo is right there.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's very cool. Very cool.
All right, so hang on to your stuff, people.
Yes. All right, coming up next, how much do you trust Rotten Tomato scores? And on top of that, Twitter now has a few companies trying to take it down. You know about this?
No.
We'll talk about it coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Also, Potpourri of Lies is about
half hour away.
And don't forget, BB Go Fifth Row Friday. Something we say on the show today is going to be on the quiz on Friday at 3:30. Your chance to be in the fifth row for Lakers Nuggets at Crypto.com Arena. Pay attention to everything we say. Write down some notes. And Friday, you'll be ready to win. BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're active, if you get out, if you ride bikes, you work out, you play golf, you play tennis, you play pickup basketball, you work out, chances are the older you get, the more sore you get. That's why you need IceBod Active. Go to this website, icebodactive.com, icebodactive.com. They sell compression shirts and pants with slots in the clothing where you slide in ice cold gel packs. It's a smarter way to ice. The days are over where you got to get 2 big bags of ice and stick them on your knees or put your foot in an ice bucket. Or what if your upper back's sore? You have no way to get the ice there? You do now with icebodactive.com. You put one of these shirts on, you slide in those compression gel packs, and boom, you're icing and you feel better in 20 minutes. At least I do, and you should try this. It saves you money, it saves you time, and the best thing is you can go about your day. You don't have to sit there and, you know, lumber around with ice tied to you. These shirts and pants go where you go. It lets you stay active. Go to that website, icebodactive.com. You'll see my buddy James Worthy on there doing a testimonial. You'll see a doctor explaining how it works. All your questions will be answered at Icebod Active and icebodactive.com. Pick up some compression shirts and some compression pants today and start icing the smarter way at icebodactive.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, interesting that you play that. Did you know where I was going with this?
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay. So, I am not a big fan of Rotten Tomatoes.
Why?
Because I oftentimes will have a completely different reaction than the so-called critics have.
Well, you can look at the critic score or the audience score.
Right. Yeah. So, the Bob Marley movie is coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
37% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Critics.
Oh my critics. God. Now,
I'm going
really,
anyway.
I am absolutely going to. You could make it 0%, and I would still.
Does it have an audience score yet?
Does not have an audience score yet because okay. It hasn't been in theaters yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to see it no matter what. Bergman, you hate Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Rotten Tomatoes is stupid. I think most of it is actually just paid for. I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
If all of it, I'll go with the audience score over the critic score, but still, I think it's all. Nonsense.
The audience score is almost always higher.
Yes.
The audience almost likes movies way more than critics.
Pepe, you see a lot of movies. Do you ever look at the Rotten Tomatoes score?
I look at it, but I don't believe it.
Yeah.
For the same reason, because remember what Burt Reynolds said about the critics, the movie critics?
No, what did he say?
He said, what do they know? They never acted.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And no, I don't. I'm going to see the.
I'm going to see the
I'm
going to
see
movie.
The movie that regardless. Kingsley Whenever Benadere I want to see a movie, great. I don't care what they
Me
say.
Me too. I want to see a Bob Marley biopic. All right, so Ireland,
is
this
it biopic is, or biopic?
Bio.
I think it's biopic.
No, it's not.
I've heard both.
I think it is biopic.
It's officially biopic.
It depends on what side biopic. Of the road are you.
How do you.
What do you mean? It depends what side of the
side
road
of the
you
road
are.
If you're on this side. Is what you said. If you're on that side, is
oh, just this side of the glass versus it's definitely biopic.
It's, no, it's not.
Correct that.
I've heard biopic, but I've heard biopic too.
Biopic is not a thing.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I don't biopic dramatization. Yeah, no, there's no pronunciation
okay.
of biopic.
Speaking of another thing, you guys all watch ESPN, right?
Of course.
Okay, so there's this woman who keeps popping up on ESPN.
Okay.
This is an ad that runs. I watch Get Up every morning, so
yeah.
It runs a lot.
Yeah, me
Get
too.
Up.
I love Get Up.
And she comes on and she says, I'm a certified dermatologist.
Okay.
And she
Oh,
said,
I know exactly this woman. Yeah.
Yeah. She said, women get odor more than just in their underarms, and she's selling a deodorant for your whole body. It's a whole body deodorant.
But I don't think it's just for women. I think it's for guys too.
I looked at Lisa and I went, is this a thing? Full body deodorant? She goes, I've never heard of it. Have you guys ever heard, have you ever met anyone who's in need of full body deodorant?
That just so this product is called Mando. And I want to point out, it's not just for women. It is also for men.
But what's
full
its
body
purpose?
Deodorant. To keep you from smelling. Like when you're working out, you don't want to.
Soap.
It's called
it's
soap.
It's called soap. But as the day goes, like you put antiperspirant or deodorant on, do you not?
Yes, but
yeah, but that's what
I'm
saying.
Why wouldn't you put it on everywhere?
I just put it here and here and I'm good.
Yeah, but why not do it everywhere?
Why?
Because it's overkill.
Why? Why? If because, you go, no, if you go and
why do
work
I need
out,
this product?
If you go and do your workout, mm-hmm. you don't put the other end until you finish the workout.
Right.
Okay, so?
So, speaking of this, Stu Lance told me a great story once.
Okay.
He said that he used to be, you know, not only was he roommates with Pete Maravich.
Right.
He was roommates with Elvin Hayes. You guys remember the great Elvin Hayes?
Oh, of course,
Hayes?
Yeah.
All right. So he said, Elvin Hayes, back then when they played, you were responsible for washing your own jersey.
Mm.
Okay?
Yep.
And Elvin Hayes just refused to do it. So he said by about the 10th or 11th game, and Elvin Hayes played like 45 minutes a game, he said the jersey would actually stand on its own.
Yeah.
Because it was so smelly. And he said the other players who were guarding him would get near Hayes and go, man, you stink. That jersey smells awful. And Elvin goes, yeah, I know, I got to wash it. But he said that it would buy him maybe a half inch to an inch more space because they didn't want to go. And once he got that, he had the freedom to get his jumper off.
Wow.
And so he refused to wash his jersey because he thought the other, it worked as
right,
a
it
repellent.
Right, it worked as a repellent, right. I've heard some offensive linemen do exactly the same thing where they're like, they're not going to wash my jersey. Yeah, they're just... They're using that as part of their...
But they don't have to wash them themselves.
They don't have to, right. They don't have to. And I just looked up, that product is called Mando.
Okay.
Mando, and it's not just for women, it's for men.
Yeah, I don't think we need it. I don't think it's a thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are we in agreement, Mando? Not happening? Right
now. Mando will phase out. You know, you always ask if the product's going to be a hit or a miss. I'm guessing miss.
You're going to go miss on that.
Yeah.
You know what is a hit? I played this yesterday. This is... Do you have the Temu ad? Okay, hit the Temu ad. Shop like a
billionaire. Now, they spent $35 million in Super Bowl ads.
Now, did it work?
I read somewhere today that traffic to their website... is up over 1,000%.
I looked it up right away, right? You hear an ad like that and you're like, huh, that's curious. And you hear it repeatedly.
So, Pepe, we asked that question yesterday. If you were in charge of your company's advertising budget and you could either, let's say, $30 million, you can spend it all in the Super Bowl or you can spread it out throughout the year. What do you do?
I do the Super Bowl.
See, that's what everybody else said. I would spread it out. But a lot, but the Super Bowl seems to be the way
everybody watches the Super Bowl, and then most people watch it for the commercials.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you do get a lot of run after the fact.
And people talk about them, you know, for a few days afterwards, and, you know, their lists of the best and the worst and all that stuff. The one thing I'll say about Temu is that no question it worked, but there's some weird connection. TikTok. It's a Chinese company collecting data, that kind of stuff.
They have it all.
The Chinese Mace. Do not have my data.
Yes, they do.
No China.
Yes, they do.
You once opened a TikTok account.
Yep.
You and Momo did.
It's deleted.
No, but they already got your info.
And it was in Momo's name.
Yeah, but
it was not in my name. They don't have my info.
How are they going to have your data?
Because it's a Chinese company, and you're inputting all of your likes and dislikes and all that stuff.
But he said they already have your data. How?
Yeah, how?
They have everybody has your data. The government has your data. China has your data. Russia has your data. Everybody has your data.
I don't mind if our... no, I don't think anybody should have anybody's data,
to be
honest.
They have it all. You have a phone.
I have a phone,
yeah. They all have your data. Your data is gone.
Right now, it's listening to everything you say.
See, I don't believe in that theory.
Where is your TV from?
I don't believe in the listening to everything.
Why do you think that? Why will you get an ad for full body deodorant when you get home today?
Never do.
Because
you're saying I'll get... Okay, let me just do this. Mando, 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 Mando. I'm saying it to my computer, Mando. I'm saying it to my phone, Mando. Now, if I don't see an ad, it means they're not listening,
there
right?
There you go.
I'm going to send you a message.
Yes, somebody's going to send me a Mando message. All right, so coming up next, a really embarrassing moment for a woman who ended up being removed from a plane.
I feel she was removed unfairly.
And the Twitter competitor, can it possibly succeed? That's coming up next for you. Then we got Potpourri of Lies. It is Pepe's game today, and I think Jacob Imrani's going to be here. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, I take it back. Everybody's got my information. Beto just demonstrated it's terrible.
All of it. All of it.
It's all out there.
Oh, this is Beyonce.
No.
Another
this,
new Beyonce.
Is this another new Beyonce? Yeah, she released two songs.
She did,
this is
yes.
the other new Beyonce.
16 Carriages.
Now, what do you think of this, Ireland?
This is a little more what I'm used to from Beyonce. Showcases her voice a little more. I like this one better than the,
you like that better
the hoedown
than
one.
Texas Hold'em?
Yeah.
That was called Texas Hold'em.
I like both.
Do you, oh, did you like the new Billy Joel single? Actually, the Billy Joel performed on the Grammys this year.
I really, really like
it. Here's his new song.
I'm late.
Now, there is no question this is, like, Billy Joel is Billy Joel. You sent a list of, like, greatest Billy Joel songs
yeah,
that was
a,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it was the worst list ever.
The best Billy Joel song is... hands down, without a question, the one that'll go in the is Piano Man.
I would have in the top five. I would have Only the Good Die Young in there too.
Would you?
I would have Stiletto in there. But he's got so many friggin' hits.
He does. He's crazy.
But and, Piano Man is
yeah,
Piano
yeah.
Man.
That's the one he'll be identified
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. So, John, there's a new competitor to Twitter. It's founded by Jack Dorsey, the guy who originally started Twitter.
He was at the Super Bowl.
With Beyonce, I think.
Yeah, or somebody famous, yeah.
And he started a new thing called Blue Sky Social. Now, do you think that something that a Twitter competitor could work? Can somebody overtake Twitter?
Well, Truth Social is like the ultra-right-wing conservative
right.
Twitter, right?
Yes.
And... this is going to be called Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. I think I already. I think I already signed up for Blue
yeah,
Sky.
Yeah, it's been around for about.
Okay.
Six,
so well,
eight
no,
months.
It was testing. It just went public this week.
Oh, did it?
It was. It,
it
had.
Was, it was around.
It was invitation only for about the first 2 years, and now they've officially they've got moderators and all that stuff going
but
on.
But they don't charge you for it, right?
They do not. It is free. It is a free service.
So here's what it reminds me of. After ESPN kind of got its foothold in as the 24-hour sports
right.
network, Fox came along and said, we're going to build competitors to ESPN. And we're going to do talking head shows like ESPN. And we're going to do games like ESPN. Fox has made some inroads.
Yeah,
but
they have.
But it's probably 10-1 ESPN over
right.
Fox. So I think that's what this would be. I think Twitter would probably be, yeah, can Blue Sky make an impact? Sure. But maybe 10% the impact that Twitter has.
Yeah,
that's what I
yeah.
think.
And by the way, I think there's a distinction, too, between Twitter, like people yelling at each other about politics, and sports Twitter. Like
right.
sports Twitter is its own thing, and I think it's still functioning really well. That's still where we get a lot of stories.
That's right.
Film Twitter is actually really good. People that talk about movies and pop culture. What's ugly and mean is all the political stuff
yep.
on Twitter.
And the lies.
Oh, and the lies! Like
yes.
your potpourri.
coming
just
up
like
in
your potpourri.
Coming up in 7 minutes.
So, mm-hmm. Ireland, you pulled this story about a woman who was removed from a plane.
Yeah, I think unfairly. What do you think?
I think it is obviously
so Pepe,
embarrassing.
We'll let, yeah, we'll let you decide. So she has a suitcase.
Yep.
And she puts it on the under the seat mm-hmm. in front of her. And something inside the suitcase is rattling. And they came to her and they
buzzing.
Said... Buzzing. And they said, we need you to get that suitcase, get off the plane, and go out to the thing and open your suitcase and show us what's making that noise. And it was a sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was highly embarrassing for that girl. But why did they make her get off the plane?
Well, apparently, I read deeper into the story, she actually had to take the batteries out of her sex toy.
Yeah.
And she was allowed to, once the batteries were out and it stopped buzzing, she was allowed to get back onto the plane.
Well, you know why? Because you don't, it could be
something
bomb.
Serious, yeah.
Right, no, if you have something buzzing on the plane, I can see why somebody would say, hey,
of
wait
course.
A minute, what is that? We're
this
on an
is
airplane.
Not the first time that happened. When I was working for the airlines.
Oh, that's right, you used to work for an airline.
A bag came down the belt, and
yep.
they I was the supervisor, they called me and they said, there's something.
There was a sex
toy. Up with
there
this bag.
It was a sex toy?
Back in so many years back.
Yeah.
Know?
They're still around.
Yeah, they're still around. I know.
See,
they
I think
are.
The stigma around sex toys is probably over.
What
no
is,
big deal.
I don't think, is anything a big deal anymore?
Like, well, yeah, if you had a firearm, that'd be a big
deal. Well, no, but I'm saying in that category of...
It is a big deal to have a bag that is making a funny noise on the plane.
Vibrating bag set off a red flag.
You cannot do that.
You don't want to be in that flight.
Absolutely not. All right, so what were you going to say, Bergman?
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. You look like you wanted to say something.
No, I agree with John. I don't think there's a lot of stigma behind anything that's sex-related anymore.
Yeah, I mean, anything that's sex-related is...
I mean, you could buy anything on Amazon.
Yeah, correct. I mean, correct. All right, so Potpourri of Lies. Jacob Imrani is going to be here. I don't think Jacob has ever been for Potpourri of Lies.
Yeah, but Jacob is developing a pattern.
Yeah.
He has. You know what he is? You know who Jacob is?
Kyle Shanahan.
Yep. He's Kyle Shanahan. Yep. He gets to the big game.
And then he blows it.
It's really close. And at the end, someone yanks the rug out from under him. Maybe, Jacob, this is your day.
He doesn't play well from ahead. All right, so Jacob Imrani is going to be in here next. It's Potpourri of Lies with Pepe Mantilla. Really excited to be playing in the L.A. Poker Classic. It's coming up. I think a week from Saturday I'm playing at Commerce Casino and Hotel, and that's my poker room. I love my new partnership with Commerce Casino. It's perfect for me because I play a lot of poker, and I only play at Commerce. So if you played there, you know it is the biggest and the best poker room in SoCal. It's legit the biggest poker room in the world. You can find every game you want, limit hold'em, no limit hold'em. I go back and forth. Sometimes I play limit. Sometimes I get wiped out in no limit.
Do they have
three-card poker, Pepe. Thank you for chiming in.
And
by the way, Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone, and they're giving away $20 million in 2024. Right now, the L.A. Poker Classic, you can jump in there, going on through March the 3rd. Maybe I'll see you at the tables. I'll see you at the final table. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel. The home of Mandy's 3. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games. We're playing Sweet Little Lies because it is the Potpourri of Lies. We welcome to the show Jacob Imrani. This is your first time with the Potpourri of Lies, right?
Oh, yes.
Some of the things are true. Some of them we'll look up later and
no,
say.
No. Everything is true.
Yeah. We've heard that before.
Yeah.
All right, so Pepe's here. We have Brian, Greg, Mace, Ireland, and Jacob. Pepe, are you ready to go?
Always.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here it is. I'm opening
the proverbial envelope.
It's been sealed.
Yep. I've heard about this.
Yes. No. Yeah. He seals it so it's there very can be famous. No impropriety. That's no one right. can go through his bag while we're doing the show and jump the questions.
Okay.
All right. We good?
There's 10 questions.
Okay.
And I have 2 tiebreakers.
Okay. Good. Wow. You're prepared.
First question. Pay attention, please. Okay, Mason. Because
I will.
You never pay attention.
I do pay attention. Your name is Pepe, right?
Who sang Johnny Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Nanette Favre, Valerie Jones, or Shelley Fabares?
By the way, it's Shelley Fabre, but Fabares is fine.
Okay, okay. Did you understand?
Yeah,
totally.
Okay. I didn't.
Brian, A, B, or C?
Let's go C.
Shelley Fabre, Greg.
I don't know any of the people that you just said. I'm going to say B.
Who's B, Pepe?
Valerie Jones.
The Valerie Jones.
Mace?
I will go with Shelley Fabre.
Okay.
I also will go with Shelley Fabre, or as Pepe calls her, Fabreris.
Okay, but you understood, right?
You understood,
I
yes.
Did. Jacob?
I'm going to give you a yellow card.
I will do Fabre's.
Okay. Pepe, what's the answer?
That's the right answer.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
How did I not go with Fabres?
You're the only one who didn't, right?
Fabres.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Second question.
Keep it up, guys.
I get so mad.
You smart guys. What country produces the original Edam cheese?
Okay. What kind of cheese?
Didn't you hear? Edam cheese,
yeah. Edam cheese.
Okay. Switzerland, Netherlands, or Denmark?
Yeah,
Greg, Switzerland, Netherlands, or Denmark?
For Edam cheese.
Edam cheese is Edam obviously cheese. From I love Denmark.
That. I put that on my nachos this weekend, Edam cheese.
I love the Edam cheese.
Mace?
I'm going, I believe the Danish make that. I'll go Denmark.
I don't know any better, so I will just go with the crowd and say Denmark. Jacob?
I don't know what type of cheese.
Edam?
Adam cheese. Okay. I will go with A as well.
Switzerland?
I will go with A.
You're going Switzerland?
Yeah, I'm going Switzerland as well.
All right. So,
well, you guys don't know anything because it's Netherlands.
Oh, it was right there for us.
Damn, we had it. We missed it.
Netherlands. How could they? All right, Pepe. Question three.
I'm sure you ate that cheese before. Everybody, I mean, didn't you eat that cheese before?
Okay. Well, so how do you spell Adam?
Not only have we not eaten it, we've never heard of it.
Oh, well, that's not like my fault.
I didn't say it was your fault.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, you're rolling now. Keep rolling.
This you guys should know.
Okay.
Oh, it's the one with the red around it.
Who was the first president born in a hospital?
Ooh. Okay.
Eisenhower, Carter, or Truman?
Mace, Eisenhower, Carter, or Truman?
I will go Truman.
I'm going to go Ike, Eisenhower, Jacob.
I'll go Eisenhower.
Brian.
Let's go Truman.
Greg.
I like Ike.
Who is it, Bebe?
You guys. Carter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, because he's like 100 years old. He was born in a hospital. He was the first president to be born in a hospital.
That's what it says.
I thought Eisenhower might have been born in a military hospital.
We believe it. Okay.
By the way, the game is very close. Everyone has won except for Greg.
By the way, Edam, it says that the taste of an Edam cheese is nutty.
Yeah, it's nutty. Go. And you know who loved it? Ike. I loved Edam cheese.
So did Momo. Yeah.
All right. I hope
you lose.
Question four.
Okay. You like gambling, right? So who invented the roulette wheel? Mm-hmm. Blaise Pascal, Howard Ferris, or Mario Ambrosini?
What was the first one?
Blaise Pascal. Howard Ferris or Mario Ambrosini?
Well, I think Ferris, you're trying to trick us.
Yeah.
So I'm going A. I'm going Pascal. Jacob.
I'm going to go with C.
You're going with the Italian guy.
Yeah.
Brian.
I'm going to go Pascal, A.
Greg.
I don't think he's trying to trick us. It is Ferris. For
okay.
The Ferris wheel.
Mace.
I think it is Ambrosini.
Pepe, who
guy.
Is it?
I think you're wrong.
Oh, no.
It's Pascal.
It's Pascal!
Jacob, you and me.
Jacob,
I got that too.
Brian, wait, did you guess Pascal?
I don't remember.
I'm giving it to you.
Yeah. To be honest.
All right. Take it.
I'm giving it to you too, even if you didn't guess it.
I got that one. Right.
This is very easy, okay?
Oh. Okay. All right, this is you, Jacob, leading off.
All right.
Where are the Kew Gardens?
Okay.
Q spells K-E-W.
K-E-W, okay.
Q Gardens.
Q Gardens.
Okay. So just in case.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that.
Dublin, London, or Edinburgh?
So it's Ireland, England, or Scotland, Jacob?
I'm going Edinburgh.
Brian.
Let's go London.
Greg.
Give me Edinburgh.
Mace.
Edinburgh. Oh, Edinburgh. Yeah, that's that one. It's like biopic.
biopic. I don't know, so I'll guess Ireland. I'll guess Dublin.
London.
Anyone get it?
Yeah, baby, I got Brian. That one.
Right, Brian's got the lead.
I think every time that Pepe has done Potpourri of Lies, I don't think I've gotten one question.
Well, you're living up to your reputation.
Yeah.
Is this number five, Pepe?
You won once.
But that was before it was lies.
How many questions you got left?
This is number six.
Number six.
Okay. Talking.
Six, seven, eight, nine,
let's make a wager.
Yeah.
Okay. Winner gets a wheel of Edam cheese.
Hell yeah.
All right.
And I'm buying it.
Number six.
Bring in the Edam cheese. Okay.
Number six.
Nutty.
Okay. Mace, you have. If you don't know this one, shame on you.
Shame on you.
What is Dirty Harry's last name? Connor, McCarthy, or Callahan?
Shame. All right. Give the three choices again, please.
Because you're not paying attention.
No, I know the answer.
I do know the answer also.
Okay. All right. So
then you.
Hold on. We go last.
Yeah, we'll go last. Jacob?
Can you give?
Yeah, give us the three choices.
There's just so
again.
Much going on here. I'm trying to say.
Go ahead.
What is Dirty Harry's last name? Connor, McCarthy, or Callahan?
Connor, McCarthy, or Callahan?
I'm going with Callahan.
Okay, Brian.
I'm also going to go Callahan.
Greg.
Yeah, Callahan.
Mace.
It is Callahan.
It is Callahan. Everybody
get one. I got one.
He threw us a bone.
Yes.
Off the schneid.
All right, number seven. Pepe, go ahead.
Still don't know what okay.
is. Pay attention, okay?
Yeah,
Who was the first jockey to ride two triple crown winners?
Okay.
Johnny Logden, Eddie Arcaro, or Ron Turcotte?
Okay. Who was the first guy? Arcaro, Turcotte.
Johnny Logden, Eddie
Johnny
Arcaro,
Linden. Okay.
Or Ron Turcotte.
Brian, this one's you.
Let's go B, Eddie.
You're going Eddie Arcaro. Greg.
Let's go with the Eddie one. Yeah, I like the Eddie one.
Mace.
Seems right.
I'm also going to go Eddie Arcaro.
I'm going to go Johnny Logden. Jacob.
I'm going with A, whatever that is.
Eddie Arcaro.
You should have gone.
Oh, everybody
Eddie
got
Arcaro.
It by me. Okay.
Everybody got it. All right.
Now, Brian has taken a commanding lead.
Okay.
What's the score now?
I've been getting all of them.
Hold on. This is question eight, correct?
This yes. is question eight.
Question yes. eight.
All right. Okay. Brian has five, Jacob has four. Huh. Mason and Ireland have three each, and Greg has two. So, Greg, you got to get all these to stay alive.
All right. Okay. I can do it. Okay. I know all of them.
Here we go. Number eight.
This is very easy.
Okay, good. Okay.
Very, very easy. Yeah,
they've all been
really
easy.
I was in Mexico, and I knew this one.
Okay.
Who was the Secretary of the United Nations during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Okay.
Kurt Waldheim, Thomas Clestel, or Hugh Tant?
I don't remember know any of those names. Brian, guess A, B, or C.
I think I missed that day in class. Let's go C.
Okay. Greg,
just
go A
give
or B.
Me, give me a, I'll go A.
All right, Mace.
Okay, I also cut that class, but I'm going to say Thomas, whatever that
was.
Was
that A,
was.
B, or C?
Don't do B? A because I have A.
B.
B, yeah,
okay.
I'm
going to
B.
To keep Bergman alive, I'll go B. Jacob.
I will go A.
Oh, Jacob, you ruined me.
You
I'm sorry.
Can't answer the questions. It's yeah. U-10.
Did anyone okay. guess C?
Nobody
no. Did.
Yep.
I guess C. Oh, wait, Brian did?
Brian yes, I did.
You are okay. running Roll away on. With the game of lies.
You get okay. so mad that we don't know it.
It was all over the
wait
news.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Okay.
It was all over the news in 1960-something.
So what? You forget everything that
I
happened.
I was not even alive.
Okay.
You weren't alive when Christopher Columbus came to America, and you know that.
Okay. Mace, that was a very damning question. It knocked out me, you, and Bergman.
Oh.
So it's down to... Oh. Brian has six, Jacob has four. You got to go opposite
him
of how
every
he goes,
time.
And
right,
he's okay. going first. Number nine, Pepe, hit it.
Who scored the first three-point basket in NBA history? Gene Stump, Chris Ford, or Larry Bird?
Who's the first guy?
Gene Stump, Chris Ford, or Larry Bird.
Okay, A, B, or C, Brian?
Let's go B.
Jacob, you got to go different.
He got it.
He did.
Yeah,
you're boxed
you
in.
Really
Shannon.
Just
get, just, Pepe could screw it up. Guess yeah. A or C.
All right, I'll go ahead.
Go
I'll
Shannon.
Go with A.
No, it's B.
It's Chris Ford.
Yeah, it's yeah. Chris Ford. Yeah.
Brian wins it, and once again,
and guess yeah, what?
Jacob finishes second.
Right.
There is two more questions.
Well,
oh,
well, no, well, there's one more, and then two tiebreakers, right?
No, that was number nine.
Right.
Yeah.
So one more.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
No,
we'll
no,
do,
no.
Play for fun.
Yeah, play for fun.
Everybody back in.
Okay, this...
Yeah.
How come you don't know the answers?
These
Pepe, are really...
We're very stupid people.
And,
I don't know what to
we're
tell
also considerably
I'm finding
than
that
you.
Out. Yeah. Who was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame alongside Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, and Honus Wagner in the inaugural class of 1936? I know you weren't there.
I was not Mason. There. I
okay.
didn't make it to that one.
George Sisler, Cy Young, or Christy Mathewson?
Ooh.
Ooh,
it's
actually...
either
A, B, or C.
Yeah, I know
I don't
that.
Think it's A.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Cy Young, Jacob.
I am gonna go C.
You're going Christy Mathewson.
I am.
Brian.
I think I'd go Cy Young here too.
Greg.
I'm going George Sisler.
You're going A, Mace.
I'm going Cy Young.
Mathewson.
You, right?
That's
yeah. Okay, yeah, and then I'll do the tiebreakers for fun.
Yeah,
no, I have breaker. No, I have another one.
I'm coming after you, Brian.
Where was Alicia Keys born? She was born in New York. And
okay.
Where?
Yep.
Clayton, Clinton, or Clayville?
I'll go Clinton. Jacob.
What was the other choice?
Clayville or some other one.
Clayton, Clinton, or Clayville. She was born in Hell's Kitchen. So where is Hell's Kitchen?
Clinton.
Clinton is the answer.
Yeah. Clinton, there you go.
Yeah, Clinton. It's just there.
We all said Clinton.
Yeah, we all did.
You have one more. You have one more tiebreaker, right?
And the tiebreaker is: what is the seated capacity of the Sphere in Las Vegas?
Oh,
oh, interesting. Good question.
Write down a number
I'm
here.
Go.
I am gonna say it is. Okay.
Okay. Everybody, write something down. Or Jacob, you can just get Jacob. What do you think?
I would say 14,000.
Okay, 14K. Brian?
I was thinking 40,000.
Okay, 40K. Greg?
Let's go 4,500.
4,500, Mace?
19K.
I went 18,500.
17,500.
So you probably would have won, yeah.
But
yeah.
Brian is your winner, and Jacob, once again, you are the silver medalist.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We should
that.
Just get you a silver medal and hang it That's around it. Your neck.
Every single
wow.
week.
You're so,
so
close,
you're respectable,
though.
But you're not winning.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Thank you.
You gave it a go. Yeah, you were lucky you were here for Potpourri of Lies, because there's nothing quite like it.
You know, no, that was a hell of an experience, I got to
no,
tell you
it
that.
Is. Thank you. Thank
I
you.
I have
Jacob.
To say that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
No.
I have a lot
Pepe,
of,
I thought those
I
questions
fa-
were
I
very
have a lot
well
of respect
thought out.
For you because you're a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
These guys don't know anything about that.
Yeah, no, this is
they're,
real.
They're not.
I, yeah, you so. Know, and I
the,
was.
The horse.
Until that game, I was going to wave to you. Now I'm not.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, check the question.
No, I think. Many of the questions are probably right.
What do you mean, many? All of the questions are right. I check every question 10 times.
Why is it called the Potpourri of Lies?
No, Mace. If you you probably don't remember, but I mean, this is a big deal, the Cuban thing. And
yeah.
everybody was talking yes, about right. Utah.
Yeah, no, I remember.
I saw Utah last week. I thought he looked great.
It's an honor to play this game next
week. You put on a little
That's
bit of weight.
That's been my win.
Yeah. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Utah put on a little bit of weight.
You can't say anything.
You
guys you
know why?
Nothing.
Because he ate too much Edam cheese.
These guys are on a roll.
Oh, God.
You know who his girlfriend was? Shelly Fabrest.
Fabrest. Well, oh, there well, is you, nothing like Potpourri, man.
You know what?
Nothing
you,
like it.
You know that answer, see?
That's
yeah,
right.
There you go.
I do. I've learned
Don't
a lot.
Never forget that.
We're gonna be very fun at cocktail parties for a while.
Hey, Jacob, it's great seeing you. Thanks for coming in.
Jacob, do you feel smarter than when you walked in?
I really do.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm sure you
are. The same questions to my son.
Yeah.
And he answered 8 of those correctly.
Yeah, wow. But he's smarter than us.
Oh, anybody's smarter
yeah,
than
yeah.
you.
All yeah. right. Hey, Jacob, great seeing you. Don't forget, Game of Games is brought to you by calljacob.com. It is great seeing you.
You too, bud.
Thanks for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for being a good sport, Jacob.
Take care, guys.
Yeah. Let's hit the Super Stages.
The cores. The quarters. All right, guys, so I hear Kepi. Do we have Sonano too?
Yes, I'm in San
hey.
Francisco.
Oh, nice, man. What's going on?
By the way, do you guys not familiar with Edam cheese? It's basically like, it's that cheese that's very orangey, wrapped in the red wrapping. Mm-hmm. It looks like Gouda, but it's not.
Thank
okay,
you.
Good
Thank
to know.
You.
See, Sorry
yeah.
you weren't
See,
here for
happened?
Game of Games. You could have elaborated no. on what Pepe was saying.
Pepe, do you eat gallo azul Edam cheese? Is
yes.
that what you eat?
Yes.
There you
and
go.
Not only that, I mean, I know about these things because you, as a Latino, our universe is bigger than these guys. No, seriously.
That I don't doubt.
Laura also knows Edam cheese.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Did you know about Shelly Fabrest?
Or Fabrest?
I did not know like of Shelly Fabrest. No,
yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. We had some good stuff. I learned so much from Potpourri of Lies.
But you
today.
Hear about Utah, right?
Utah. Yeah, Utah.
I will never forget. Secretary
Utah.
General of the United Nations during the Cuban Missile Crisis, right?
Utah.
So,
yeah.
George,
from
what is your game tonight or tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night. But I came in early because it just was the flights didn't work to get here later. So.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm going up there next Wednesday.
Oh, you guys are here. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's the first game back after the All-Star break. You have Clippers-Warriors, right?
I do. I have Clippers-Warriors. Yeah, the Clippers got trounced yesterday.
That'll be a good game. Warriors are hot.
Yeah, they won 5 in a row. Yeah,
We didn't mention Wemby had 10 blocks last night, triple-double
with 10
blocks.
With Tim. I've only seen one other guy do that. Pepe, you called the game. Do you remember?
It was Shaq, no?
No.
It was San
was it
Antonio.
Ralph Sampson?
Oh. You remember who had the 10 blocks?
David Robinson?
San Antonio. No, it was Tim Duncan.
Andrew Bynum.
Andrew
Bynum. Oh, Bynum. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. So, yeah, it's been a weird show, guys. I don't know.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Because you didn't like okay? Potpourri.
No, I love the Potpourri of Lies. I'm not bagging on Potpourri of Lies. It's one of my favorite things.
What?
And Edam Cheese, too, right?
And Edam Cheese, yeah. I'm definitely going to go try right away.
I'm going to bring some Edam Cheese when I'm back.
Okay, good. How do you spell Edam? E-D-M?
E-D-A-M.
E-D-A-M.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time if you Google it, you have seen the cheese at your grocery store.
Okay.
Trust me when I tell you that.
One more time, E-D what?
E-D-A-M.
E-D-A-M. Oh, yeah, I know this cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I know Edam Cheese.
It's the red wrapper.
Yeah,
oh, it's from I didn't know that's what that was called. I didn't know that was called Edam
Cheese. There you go. Now you learned. Pepe taught you something.
He Muchas always gracias, teaches Pepe. Us something. Yeah. See? I'll never forget.
Ignorance is daring, really.
Is during?
Yeah. No, during. During. You know.
Daring.
Like it's you mean bliss. Like while it's happening? During while it's happening?
No. Yeah.
It's bliss. Yeah.
Keep it up, Cappy.
I'm trying to understand.
He's going to be up, Cappy.
A little bit. Sometimes I don't understand. No comprende.
En español se dice la ignorancia es atrevida.
Oh, see. Exactly. Sí. Okay. See, I understood
mucho
that.
Gusto.
Thank you.
So guys, I'm trying to think. Now,
wait, Mace. Yeah. Let me. Can I have a couple?
Sure,
seconds
you can
here?
Have a
couple. By the
seconds.
Way, Mace, why didn't you trade me Luka Doncic for Scoot Henderson, who you can have for 3 years?
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
I'm not
for 3 years, John.
Still,
you don't think he's going to be good in 3 years?
I still think I can get into the money.
Wait, you're not getting into
I thought
the
you
money.
Were going to trade.
I'm in sixth.
I thought you were going to trade Luka for Jalen.
Yeah,
Brunson.
I do have a deal on the
Jalen. Who's doing that deal with you?
He's a 13th rounder.
Jalen Brunson is a 13th
rounder. Yeah,
I would do that deal.
No, you should do that deal if that's the case.
Yeah, that's what that's the offer I'm getting right now.
Then take it.
Yeah.
You're not going to cash.
I think I'm going to cash.
No.
Oh, I think I can. I'm in sixth place right now. I
know, but you got to get
five
to four.
Places past, right?
Now let me ask you guys something. Speaking of Jalen Brunson, this has just gone down within like the last hour. You know, the NBA issues those stupid 2-minute reports
right.
that they started after the Tim Donaghy scandal in the name of transparency.
Yep.
So the 2-minute report came out last night, and there was a foul at the end of the Knicks-Rockets game.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was a bad call. Wasn't a foul. They called a foul on Jalen Brunson. The Rockets made the free throws, and the Knicks lost 105-103. They issue the 2-minute report, and Ed Malloy, the crew chief, says, we screwed that up. Shouldn't have called it. The Knicks today, about an hour ago, filed a protest saying that the end of that game should be replayed. Now, they hardly ever do these. I can only think of one other time when they ever did in like 30 years of following this. But, George, in this case,
they might get it.
They
because,
might get it,
because
right.
Ed Malloy admitted they got the call wrong, and
exactly.
The 2-minute report says they got the call wrong.
Exactly. And everybody who watched it thought they got the call wrong. And we're in a finite amount of space. Like, this didn't happen with 7 minutes left. It was at the very end of the game.
How many times that things happen? We've seen it in a lot of games at the end of the games, and the report says, yeah, that wasn't a foul, or yeah, that was a foul.
But in this case, Pepe, it was a tie game that became untied when the bad call awarded free throws. I think they're going to win. You don't?
Nah. Yeah,
you
think
the Knicks are going to win?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, well, that'll only be the second. I think it'll only be the second time in NBA history that a protest has been upheld.
So what would they do? Replay the game from that moment?
They'd take it up from that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. How much time was left? Seconds.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Guys get stuff wrong. I mean,
I know, right. I mean, this is the human error of sports.
Yeah, and I mean, they go to – I was listening to you guys
I
do
would
the
get
game.
Rid of the 2-minute report.
By the way, I was listening to Ireland and Michael do the game. And you guys always talk about the reviews and how long they take, and Michael knows the call right away, and then Michael waits, and you guys talk about how long it is, and then ultimately they make the call, and it's exactly what Michael said.
All right, here's more from Woj. The Knicks and Rockets aren't scheduled to play again this season.
Right.
But the hope would be to win the protest and play an overtime period to complete the game.
Oh, God.
Only 6 protests in league history have ever been upheld. But if they're, George, if they're not going to play again, how do you get them in the same room? I mean, it just seems very logistically.
Do the Knicks have a road trip to Texas at all, is the question.
Yeah. And I mean, and so you send them all down there to play 5 seconds? I mean, it sounds crazy.
I mean, I think
and what
do
you do? You get everybody all uniformed up and you get everybody in the arena? Yeah, and you try and force overtime if you're the Knicks.
Here's what I would do. If they don't have a trip to Texas, which is a natural opportunity to do it, I would absolutely just wait till the end of the season to see if it matters.
That makes sense.
Yeah. If it has no impact,
then who cares?
Why go through it?
But right. If it does, you delay the start of the playoffs and have those two play it out?
Do it before the play-in, yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shinano, I'm only 5 games out of 5th place. I can finish in the money.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
No confidence at all, Mason.
I was
none.
Told I would finish last, and I am in the thick
last.
Of it.
I thought your team was solid.
Trudell told me my team was awful.
I mean, Trudell's also trying to get in your head.
Yeah, he is in my head
so,
all
Jorge,
the time.
So, Jorge, do you think that they should get rid of the report? I mean, why they do the report just to make everybody happy?
I can tell
transparency.
You this, but George, I can tell you this: players hate it.
Usually, it's not fixable afterwards.
Right.
It's not fixable. So what good is it?
I was talking to somebody the other day about this, a player, and he said he didn't understand why they did it. It just makes the team mad that was wronged. They just say, well, so you're going to tell us you screwed us, but we can't do anything about it? This would be an instance where they could do something about it. But it logistically is a nightmare.
All right, let me have 30 seconds here to get into Mace for a second.
Now, what are you going to get into me about?
Tell me about how you feel about your return to television.
It was fine.
I mean, we simulcast.
I know. I heard because I was looking at Twitter while I was doing it, so I knew you were simulcasting. I don't know. I thought I was fine.
Wait a minute. You were on set at Channel 11 looking at Twitter?
Yes. Because I did a segment.
You were that obsessed
with what
people
thought
of you?
No, because I did a segment, then I had a 20-minute wait, and then I did another segment.
Now,
so I was looking
Mace,
at
I want to tell you something. Yeah. I want to tell you. I thought, this is just my own opinion.
Yep.
I thought you looked great.
Oh, well, thank you.
George here, on the other
hand.
I didn't
love the collared shirt with the puffy jacket.
Oh,
I thought
really?
If you're going to go that jacket, you got to go T-shirt.
Huh. I thought I was making a pretty strong fashion statement.
That's the first time I've ever gone to TV. I think if you're going to go collared Oxford button-down, you need to wear a sports coat. If you're going to wear one of those like bomber jackets that you had on, that's a T-shirt jacket.
I disagreed. I thought you looked fine just the way you were.
Maybe even a hoodie. Would be more permissible.
So my huge concern was that they shot me from profile, and to me, when I looked back at it, I thought I looked fat. I looked kind of heavy.
Well,
on
I
that,
didn't even
I?
Notice that.
Oh yeah,
I thought that.
So that's the only thing I was thinking.
I didn't know you were on TV. Though.
I noticed the shirt, and then I immediately, oh, that doesn't go together. And then when they put the close up of you, I noticed you still didn't shave, and I'm like, that probably wasn't a good.
Never
idea.
Never shaving again. I don't care about shaving.
Okay. I couldn't even tell that you weren't shaved. And yeah. When I think we had total HD, 1080, whatever, I couldn't even tell.
Yeah,
I thought you looked fine.
A little scruffy.
Yeah,
George,
you know,
George has more fashion sense, apparently, because Laura agreed with him. I thought you looked just fine.
Thank you.
And by the way, just so you know, we're all so much harder on ourselves than we need to be.
Yes.
You didn't look fat at all.
Thank you. In fact,
you looked like you lost a couple of pounds recently, right? I mean,
yes, I did.
So you're doing pretty good. Now, me, on the other hand, yesterday I was looking at myself on YouTube, and I'm like, I am the biggest, most disgusting pig on the planet.
See, you look fine.
You see? But this is what we do to ourselves.
Well, it's because it's L.A. You can't be too rich or too thin.
Okay. All right. Well,
probably true.
Yeah, well, I'm broken fat.
At least you're broken fat is what
right?
you don't
yeah.
want to be in L.A.
You know, Cappy, that's true. When we listen to ourselves or when we watch ourselves on the screen, we tend to be very just mental.
Yeah.
Right.
Shinano, do you ever go back and look at yourself on TV and judge yourself and say, huh, I was good, I
was
bad?
Not anymore. I go back and watch, like, this past year when I did college football, I would watch back my games, not like forever, but like a quarter here or there. Just to listen to see what I would say differently, but
yeah.
Not...
But do you look at yourself and go, "I'm still a hot piece of ass," or do you look at yourself and go,
"No,
you
I
know
don't...
what? I'm disgusting." Like
no,
I look at myself and I'm
neither,
like, "Disgusting."
Actually, I just
oh, you're
I'm
not...
like I'm fine. You
you're
know,
fine.
I'm
you're,
all right.
You're okay.
I could probably stand to lose a few, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's the only thing I thought about. I mean, I don't know what I said, but I thought I just looked a
as
little
far as what
dumpy.
You said. You didn't really say anything.
I didn't.
So you know.
I didn't say
no,
anything that I hadn't
say.
Already said.
Nothing interesting at all. But you look good.
Wow.
You look good.
I thought I was. Kind of interesting.
I mean, whatever. I mean, listen, they just...
By the way,
you
know what?
Alex
is working on Momo officially doing the weather in front of the green screen, which is a dream of hers.
She should do it to promote her show.
Absolutely. Oh, right. She should. Now's a good time to do it. When does her show start?
I don't know.
March, I think. It's
no, I think she said they were going to time it to the start of the NBA Finals. I think it's coming
in really?
June. May or June.
Oh, man, they should.
I could be
that.
Wrong.
It looks great. The trailer looks great.
Yeah, it does look good. But yeah. My goodness, we'll be watching the NBA Finals, not a docuseries about the NBA. They should not do that.
So anybody's going to the All-Star game in Indianapolis?
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm doing the sidelines on radio.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah,
anybody
boy.
Else?
No, I'm not even. I don't watch the game itself. I like this. I'm the last guy that likes the slam dunk contest. I know.
It's vacation.
Sedano, have you ever been to that arena?
Oh, yeah. I love that arena.
I love
it's
that arena.
One of my
arena.
Favorite arenas.
Yep, me too.
It feels old school when you're in there.
Yep. Love it.
Even though it's new, fairly new.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Kings are down 1-0 to the Sabres.
Oh.
15:35 to go in the first period.
Damn it. Go
Cappy's
Kings,
trying
go.
To find a new sport to get into.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get into hockey now.
It's a good one. Next time you go to a hockey game across the street, I'll go.
I'm going Tuesday
wait.
Of next week.
Mason, did you watch episode 5 yet?
I did not. Last night was just not the night for it. But so tonight,
John,
I'm locked
this.
In.
You should jump in on this. And Pepe and Cappy says he's going to binge it. We'll see.
I am.
True Detective Night Country is averaging 12.7 million viewers. That's more than Succession average. Granted, Succession was on for much longer, but also more than White Lotus. It has been one of the bigger hits for HBO here recently.
What is it called?
True Detective Night Country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. The stream numbers are like through the roof on it.
12.7 million on average.
Yeah, well, I'm going to catch up tonight. And you say this episode...
Episode 5 is like... It's the Ned Stark... moment.
Ooh. Oh, wow. And there are only 6 episodes.
Yes.
See, but now I can binge. I didn't know that.
It is Game of Thrones season 1 episode 9, but a different setting, basically.
Got it.
The way I would describe
Mace,
it.
Like, Tuesday of next week. Let's go. We're going to the Kings game.
I'm in. Tuesday next week.
That's right.
Let's do it. All right, that's it. We're back tomorrow at 1. Shinano and Cap next, 710 ESPN.